We are learning Maseches Chulin Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning the second line from the top of Zayin Amud Beis. Omar Rafram, Hai Reya, if you have a lung, the Damya Leufsa, it's similar to a piece of wood. The halacha is a treifa. Now, what does it mean? It's similar to a piece of wood. Ikad Amri, some say bechazusa, it looks like a piece of wood. Ikad Amri begisha, it means it feels like a piece of wood. And the Gemara explains this. Ikad Amri is explaining the first Ikad Amri Rashi learns. Ikad Amri denefichah, which means it got a color of wood, which means usually it's supposed to be very red, and here it turned white like wood because it's pale. It's something wrong with it. That means Ikad Amri denefichah is explaining chazusa. Ikad Amri debechiza, which means it's very rough, like a wood is rough. It's not smooth. That's where it's a shaila of being a treifa, because like wood. Some say the shia a new pshat, a third pshat of what it means like a piece of wood. The shia it's smooth, the less the chetucha, the uni. It's not broken up. The uni are not broken up that you see three and two. Doesn't have that. It's all one. That's the case. Also like a piece of wood. That also be a treifa. That also be considered a treifa. Like Rashi says, v'heichad loy machtechok v'chituch gomur v'sedeg al kamin mara hefresh nikaboy ksheira lav shia kufsi. But if it's all attached, but you could tell the outline of a different uni, then it will be kosher because that's not like a piece of wood. That's not so smooth. Doctor Maravaita, Omarava, Kilkuhuklok Sheira. If the color of the lung is like a blue, so then it's kosher. Kidiusa, if it's black, like ink, then it's a treifa. The Omarav Chanina, Shachar Odamu. Really, shachar was once red. El shalaka, it's red that turned black. So it's a simen of some kind of sickness, and therefore, if it's a black lung, it's considered a treifa. So lechayra, if it's lakusa, if we're saying that it's considered laka, so then even a little bit would be a problem. Even a little bit should be a problem. It would come out because we're saying now that it's really it was red once, but it turned black, and that means it's a sign of a sickness. And then we know from the Gemara on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis that if something's miksasa, it's a problem that's reyesh hadima miksasa. So there the Gemara said first, if it's miksasa ksheira, kula treifa. And the Gemara comes out that el lo yishna, and Tosis there says that it could be a treifa. We find that miksasa might be a treifa by lakusa, we find by kulya, we find different times that if it's a little bit sick, it's a treifa. The problem with that is that it comes out like this, that would come out that a little bit black would be a treifa. The problem is we learned the menvav and beis. We said we'll speak this out when we get here. We learned the menvav and beis. The uchmi is kosher. And Tosis asked, what do you mean? It says over here that black uchmi means black. That's what Rashi learns. Black uchmi means black. So Frey Tosis, what do you mean? It says over here black is no good. So he says our pasuk tarets that before it's black miksasa. Here it's kula. That's what you wanted to answer. But l'chayr, if you learn that the verse as laka, why would miksasa be any better? Zoy frek taisus on mevav on beis. He says, "Pirish v'kunturis, I'm reading taisus on beis, dermascha uchmi. Pirish v'kunturis, yesh v'maris shcheris, v'adamim v'samach kediusa treifa, yesh afaris anika sheruba kach, u'mais v'bal v'fnei rabbeinu tam, v'hichshir k'shloh yesheruba shchera. Havatema, the kivin v'mila kamon, the treifa m'shum d'shacha adamu, Since it's a treifa because it's really red, elosh lakam, okay, mali ruba mali miksasa, kimena de lakusi. If it's lakusa, even a little bit. Therefore, to learn Tosfos, the uchmi does not mean black. Menir lefar is the uchmi, the hachainu kikuch, like blue. Kadom lakama and the kashera. The chim peris velachas teos shabrein tam. So he argues that uchmi does not mean black, it means blue, because in this Gemara's avoyer, that black is a problem, black is a problem even a little bit. And therefore, he learns before the word uchmi means blue taka. Zot Gemara vayt over here on Daf Mem Zayin on base. Yuroika, if it's green, ksheira midrav nosin. Adum also is ksheira midrav nosin. We're bringing a story for Rav Nosin to prove this point. But the reason why green and red is kosher is because it's seifa to get better. Yuroika means that the blood didn't get in all the way, and adum means the blood didn't get absorbed yet. The blood is here, it's not absorbed yet. Huh? The natural color is a lighter, it's like a maroon, it's a lighter red. It's like a pink, really like a pink. But if you look at it in real life, it's really reddish, but it's a light red. It's not a dark red. It's like a pink. So red means a bloody red. It's not there's a difference between a bloody red and a pink. So it's a reddish color, but it's not red. So Al Kaponim was saying that bring a story from Rav Nosson that both Yeroika and Adoma could get healed. The Tanya with the Raisa, Rav Nosson Omer, Pam Achas Lachti L'Krach HaYam. One time I went to the cities that are by the Yam, Basa Isha Achas Lefonai, and Isha came to me to tell me her tzaras, that the first Shemala B'na Rishon Amaze, her first son got a bris milah and died, Sheini Amaze. And now Shlishi, she just had a third baby, she didn't know what to do. Heavy Asa Lefonai. Now, she would not have given a milah because like Tosis points out, that they hold that two times is a chazaka, like Rebbe, two times is a chazaka. So Rav Nosson said that they brought this baby in front of me. Re'isiv Shaya Odaim, he was very red. Amartila, I told her, Biti, Hamtini loy achiyev lebaydami. Wait till the dam gets absorbed, then do the milah. Hamtini loy umala oisoy. She taka waited and gave him a milah. V'chayin lived. V'yakari noisoy Nosson Abavli al Shemay. And they gave him the name Nosson Abavli al Shemay on my name. So you see that if it's red, what's the problem? It didn't get absorbed yet. Wait a few days, get absorbed. So by long also, it will get better automatically. Agav, we know Sefer Chassidim says, and Ashkenazim knowing this way, that we don't name after live people. In this Gemara, you see, you can name after live person. Nosson Abavli was still alive, and they named after him. So the Rambam talks about it. That's what I'm talking about. V'shuv pam achas, lach dinas kaputkia. I once went to the city kaputkia. Basa Isha lefanai. Isha came in front of me. Shemala b'na rishon ameis. She did a meal on her first son, and he died. Sheni ameis. Shlishi aviyosa lefanai. Reisiv shayi yorik. I saw that he was green. It's tasty boy, and I looked closely. V'lohayu b'dam. Didn't have dam yet. V'lohayu bris. Didn't have dam bris. He didn't have dam. So he couldn't do the bris. No dam was going to come out. So amarati law biti hamtini law loy wait achiyivu b'dam. Until his dam goes through the whole body, comes in. Hamtini law yomalai sevachayu karinoisi nosan bavli alshmi. So you see, there's two places over here, red and green, that they get healed, and therefore he won't learn like that as well. That's by a long as well. It gets healed, therefore it's not considered a treifa. Amar Rav Kana, kekavda. So Rashi learns it means it's like the color of liver. Kekavda is kshera. Kaved is brown. That's the color of a kaved. It's kosher. Kebisra, which is basar, which is similar color, but kebasar is a treifa. V'simanech, and the simon to remember which one's which, is a basar besoda treifa. That it's, you remember, Basar Rav is not talking about that, it's not a regular treifa. But to remember, like, which one's a treifa, if you have a problem remembering, you say, Basar Basada treifa. Comes the Baal Hamar and it says, on this Pshat of Rashi, Shemati Zogta Baal Hamar, Bepirusha, Sheina Dvarim Amurim Bechazusa Dereya, El Begushusa Dereya. I heard a Pshat, different Pshat, nothing to do with the color, it has to do with the way it feels. Vima Moshe is Hareya. If you feel the ray and it feels like a liver, kshera, then mamish kabisra, and if it feels like a basar, it's trefa. So the Baal Maris has a little more geshmak because the Rashi has a little shver because really both are really brown. Basar and kaved have a brown color to it. I guess basar is made a little bit more red, but al kaponim, it's very dachistic a difference in the colors. And Rashi learns one's kosher, one's a trefa. But if you're the Baal Amor, he's saying it feels different. And that's definite. If you ever felt a piece of liver and a piece of basar, they have a different feel to it. And that would be the Baal Amor's pshat and the difference between kaved and basar. Omer of Sama Brei de Rava. Hai Reya, there's a liver, the Damya Kekushusa. It looks like haps, u kumarika, or like saffron, u kum beya, or like the yellow of a beya. All these colors are different shades of yellow, actually. The halacha is trefa. Ella, Eureka, I had said before, Eureka is kosher. We say green is kosher, and yellow is similar to green, so what do you mean? Eureka to kosher, what is the case? Hechidamya. Kikarsi. It has to be green like grass or green like leeks. That's how green it has to be. But if it's a yellowish green, then the halach is that it's considered a treifa. Omer Avinu. Otum Berei. No, the way they check the ray is they blow it up. Now, they took out the lung, they blew it up, and they saw one lobe was not blowing up. So maybe there was a blockage in there that's not letting it blow up. That's a treifa. Because one of the lobes didn't blow up. So what do? You're not sure. So my sin is sakina. You bring a knife. Vikarinila. And you open it up. Yispa mugla. If there's pus inside it, vadai machas mugluhu. The thing that's not letting it blow up is the mugla is blocking it. Vikshera. It's kosher. Because when it's alive, that mugla won't stir. It's fresh mugla. It won't be a problem. It keeps it fresh inside there. It will not be a problem. But now, after I blew it up, now it's blocking it. But let's say there's no mugla on this. And now you have a question, is why is it not why is the ear getting in here? Now you ready made a hole, you cut it open, you put on it a feather, a reika, or a saliva, or a vats, even vatsu. So when I blow it up from the top, if that now you feel ear going through it, that means there's no blockage, there's ear getting through all the way to the end, then it's sure. But viloy trefer, it means some kind of blockage inside, an internal blockage that's not letting ear get to the end of the lobe, then it'll be a problem with trefer, because one of the lobes is not in service, that'll be considered a trefer. Like we had before, a chaser is a problem. It's missing something, then it's a treif. So the Gemara Vayita, Amar Rav Yosef. Next two Gemaras will be famous Gemaras that we had a few blad ago. Amar Rav Yosef, Krum. I shouldn't say famous. I should say familiar. Amar Rav Yosef, Krum Shalom Machmas Maka Bereya. If the scab grew over a maka in the reya, in the lung, Einoi Krum. It's not considered Krum, which means it's not considered covering because it'll open up again. We had it before by a Veshet. Such a thing, and the same thing applies to Areya. We actually had Rashi Shita was that all Nekovim, the Krum doesn't help. Not Dafka, Reya, and Veshet, but everyone agrees Reya and Veshet definitely have this din of that Krum, Shalom Achmakim, Veshet, and Krum. On Dafka Megimon with Aleph, that was a Friday's Daf, it says over there in the Rashi that Kol Nekovit, the Trefais, Loi Mehanyalu, Stima, doesn't work. The Salkam Achmana falls off afterwards. There's some kind of argument on that. That's not all Nekuve, but everyone agrees it's by a Veshet and by a Reya. That the Krum, the scab, is not good, is not going to stay, and therefore it's not considered a covering. V'om Rav Yosef, hi Reya Davsha, there's a Reya that's whistling. If you know where it's whistling from, you put it in a piece of straw, a feather, or a saliva, a vatsva, if it goes up and down, it's a trefa, because it means you have a hole. We're looking to see if you have a hole. You hear a whistling sound when you blow it up. You have to see if there's a hole. You didn't make this hole. There's a natural hole in it. So if it blows in the wind, then you know that it's a trefa. V'loy k'sheira. V'loy adin in law. If you're not sure, you don't know where a whistling sound is coming from. So you know you can't put a feather. You don't know where to go. You don't know where to put it. Ma'isinon meshechusa. You bring this bucket, the maya, pshuri, warm water. Mesvilo begava. You stick the lung inside it. You should put it into hot water, the kvitzi, because it gets contracts and it gets smaller, and therefore the hole is closed. But kriy lo, you don't put it into cold water with tarshi, it makes it very hard and it'll crack even more. But you get in warm water, and now I blow it. Even vatsa, if you see some bubbling trefa, because there's a hole in the lung. Why is it making a whistling sound? The Gemara explains that only the inside membrane has a hole. The outside krim, the outside krum does not have a hole. Behind the avsha zika, that's making noise and making whistling sound, the baini baini. Behind the avsha zika, the baini baini. It's the wind that's in between baini u baini u, between the two membranes. Zatum ravaita om ulam rav yechon reya shenishpecha kikitoin kashera. If you have a reya that's completely intact, both krumim are attacked, everything is gavaldic, but inside it dissolved. The reya inside dissolved, and it's you shake it up and down, it pours like water from one side to the other side. So it's a chasar from the inside. He says it's kosher. Alma kasava chasar b'fnim lo yishmei chasar. Chasar on the inside is not considered a chasar. Eisvei Rebbe Abba l'ula, Rebbe Abba asked a kasha on ula, to ula, and it's a kasha on what Ula said from Rabbi Yechanan. Our Mishnah says, Hareya shenikva yishachasra is considered a trefa. So nikva we know means a hole. What does chasra mean exactly? My chasra, ilia v'chutz, if it means it was open from the outside, it was missing from the outside, hainu nikva. Every nikva, every chasra from the outside, if it shows a nikva, you already said nikva is a problem. So what's adding on with chasra? El alav, chasra means it's missing internally and nothing from the outside. So it's a kasha on Rav Yechanan. So it's on the outside. The kaham retainu nikva. You said, well, you already have nikva. Lo tzricha le Rav Shimon. It's a gay for Rav Shimon shita. Lo tzricha el Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon holds a puncture, a hole alone is not enough. It has to go all the way to the base hasupainis, which is like the bronchi, that are the little pipes that go through the lungs. It has to go all the way to those pipes. So that din that has to go to the pipes, only a nekev that does not have a chasaron. Aval chasro, which is a nekev that has a chasaron, a nekev that is pe chasaron, a filler of Shimon Moida. And that's why we say nikvoi chasro, to say it's a treifa, even for Rav Shimon, even though it's not reached the base has some pointers. Rabbi Chananya chalosh. Rabbi Chananya got sick. Oligabe Rab Nosson, Cholgdorle Adar. Rab Nosson and the Cholgdorle went to visit him. Aisu kamei, they brought in front of him while he was there, while they were there. Reya shenishbucha kekita, and a reya that poured like a pitcher. V'achshrei, that's kosher. A chasaron shirufim is nothing, but v'amar rava that not so fast. Who the kaimis and pointers? It's good; it could be dissolved, but the knukainis, which is the simpona, which is the bronchi, have to be intact. Now, how are you going to know that? Omer v'achav rei the rava rashi v'no yadin, and how do you know if it's intact? Amalei, my sinon saw the kunya. You bring a white plate. You bring a plate covered with lead. V'shafchin labegavav. You pour out. This is after the behemoth is dead, obviously. You pour out the lung into this plate, in this bowl. Yitzvei shariki chivri. If it has white streaks, treifa. Then you know it's a treifa because it means that the base and point is also dissolved, and that's why it's white streaks in this red stuff. But v'loy, if not, it's kosher. Then it's kosher. It means that the supplies did not dissolve. Omer Rav Nachman, Reya Shini Muka, V'krum Shlo Kayim K'sheru. Rav Nachman is another halacha, and Pashas also means a chasarin shibifnim. He says that if it's the Muka, if Nisroikno Me'aleo Miksasa Rashi, says, part of it disappeared. It's not pouring like a ketan, but it's Pashas not here. There's nothing here. So halacha is, it's Ksheru. Such a case is Ksheru. Tanya Namahachi, Reya Shani Muka Vekrum Shalom Kayam, Afil Machzekas Revias, even if it can hold a Revias, Ksheru. The loch is that it's kosher, it's not considered a trefer. So part of it's missing, it's not a trefer because it'll regenerate itself, it's not a problem. Nitla Shalfuchis, on top of Machesim Aleph, Shalom, which Rashi says it means the Vlad is Munachboy, it means the uterus. If the uterus is not here, if it was taken off, it was not here, it's ksheira. That's not considered a treifa. Now, Tosfos speaks out, Hainu makom shavlav munach, aval nikev kis hashesen oy nitel, but if there's another thing called shafuchis, is the sack that holds the meraglayim, that, if that gets a hole in it, or gets removed, then it's a treifa. Mashlo huskalo mishtav legemara, shema v'chal nikvu hadakim. That's included in nikvu hadakim, which is in the intestines. That'll be clear in that. So Shafuch Shalom means the aim, which means the uterus. Ksheru. Hislia Kovit Shalom. If the liver got wormy, Zeya Maisa Va'olu Aleha B'nei Asya Gimel Regalim LeYavna. This Shiloh came up to the B'nei Asya and they brought it up to Yavna three times to ask the Sanhedrin the halacha. The first two didn't answer. He didn't get an answer. The first two Yom Tovim. L'shlishi Yatiru Lehem Yizmata. So it says over here that Hislia Kovit Shalom. The halach is that it's not considered a treifa. That was the bottom line. And the shaila is that we know that the sugya of nitla covered. So is this like nitla covered or not? So zok the ran, important ran over here. Zok the ran, the ikaman de amash, she'av bish asliya kula, v'lo nishtayra ba kezayis, v'mokim moro, v'mokim shichaya, filoch ekshera. We learned that if it's nitla covered, if the liver gets disappeared, and it's not anymore kezayis, it's a treifa. It has to be mokim moro, v'mokim shichaya. Here it's better, because it's only a sliya. And he brings a raya. The image is darba kazayis pshita the ksherid. The mi garam and itol, why should be worse than itol? But la malayatiru, why did it take two till three yom taivim? So it must be talking about a sliya kula. And the reason why it's better is, because the mice is still intact. So I don't care if it's a sliya, it'll still get better. That's one shot. The choyshani b'zei says, the ikal meimah, that film is darba kazayis tapakul, if you start kula. He says, no, I have a tatse punk fakert. That there was a tzad over here, avada those nisha kazayis. I asked you, what's the shiloh? Maybe a sliya is worse because of sickness. And maybe here, it's soifei to be nothing left, and therefore it might be worse. So he's not sure which way to go. Is the sliya better? And therefore the loch of la maisa will be a sliya, kovich law will be kosher, even though the whole thing was a sliya? Or if, no, avada, they need a kazayis. But the tzad would be, even one of the kazayis is left, but if it's a sliya, Then the son of it's sliya, the soifa to sliya everything. That's why it would be worse, and that was the shaila they brought up to Yavne.